those situations where turnovers decided the outcome of this game. Not taking anything away from Stony Brook, a very good team. Coach Koch has done a really good job. Talked about last week about the teams that are in the CAA, and particularly Townsend and this team, that they're well coached and they play well. The defensive line, very active. You know, when you go back and you look at it, the very first play of the game, a 70-yard touchdown reception, our guy's right there to make a play on the ball, and he trips and he falls. And so, you know, just kind of started was kind of indicative a little bit of how things started out. And then, you know, when you have the early turnovers, again, you know, turnovers will hurt you, will cause you not to win, particularly interception that's in their plus territory. Then they're able to, you know, to short field and drive it in, and then you throw an interception for a touchdown. That makes it really difficult to, you know, to win games or to come back from those possessions. I believe there was 13 possessions in the game. The first half were eight of our possessions, and then three of those were the long touchdown for them, two turnovers, and one was an interception for a touchdown. And then the third, fourth quarter, five possessions, and you know, when we got the ball back, we weren't able to get in the end zone. So again, they did a great job of game planning us, but you know, the turnovers are the ones that really, you know, that really hampered and then put the clamp on our opportunity to try to be competitive and win this one on the road. So very good football team there, but you know, our guys, again, I like our team. I mean, you know, we got to play better. I got to coach better. Coaches have to coach better. Some of those interceptions were balls that were tipped at the line, and then, you know, they were in a great place to make those receptions and getting a turnover. You know, we came back, created three turnovers, which is good, an interception and two fumbles, fumble recoveries, but they were 3 for 3 on fourth down, so they kept drives going as well. So, you know, not a great complete game for us. Played a lot of young players, particularly back in the special teams. Punt return, kickoff return, I thought they did a really good job. Probably one of the brighter spots for us from that standpoint for the return game. But, you know, again, not indicative of the type of the way we can play after just having the game previously against Campbell, you know, being able to run the ball. And Stony Brook did a good job and limited the opportunities on the ground. So, again, hat goes off to them. You know, we gotta rebound and get reset and get a chance to get ready to go against a good North Carolina A&T team.
Darius has been so good all year. I think only two interceptions through all season long, and then has three on Saturday. Was there anything that you saw in that, or just a tough day?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a tough day. Like I said, they did a good job of getting their hands in the throwing lane. And one of the balls went through one of our receivers' hands. Another one was tipped, and they were in the right place to catch it. So you got to be there. You got to be ready. And they were ready to make those plays. You know, it was, you know, one of those games that, you know, you don't like your guys to go through and see, but, you know, you experience it. And so now what are we going to do? You know, we got to sit around and complain about what didn't happen, or get ready, get better. You know, our strength coach said we had one of the best lifting sessions on Sunday because of the leadership that's there, are talking about the opportunities in November. And the most important one is against North Carolina A&T. And that's the most important, most pressing, got to win this one, all those things like that. And I think with an older team, you have a chance for guys to, you know, to rally in the locker room and take care of the things that, you know, that can cause you to win. And I think that's kind of where we are. That's who we are. That's the way we've been. And so, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, today's a NCAA day off and guys coming in for treatment. And then tomorrow we're back at it and we're doing all we can to get ready for North Carolina A&T.
You guys have been so good at running the ball all year long. What was Stony Brook able to do to slow you down that nobody else has been able to do really all year?
Yeah, you know, they, you know, scheme wise, they did a lot of, they had a really good active group up front. And you know, second game in a row, you know, that we didn't have two of our starters. But again, that's no excuse. We didn't have two starters. We played Campbell and the guys rushed for 300 and something yards. Same situation, but they, you know, they outplayed us up front and were able to do some things that negate some of those you know, those rushing yardage. But again, you know, going back and looking at the things that we can control, very much controllable. High energy here. High, you know, we're, you know, we, again, you hate to you hate to lose, but at the same time, you got to take those things as the corrections of how you can move forward. And you want to use that as a measuring stick against your next opponent. And that happens to be another road game down there against A&T.
Defensively, as you said, I'm sure you gave up more yards than you would have liked to, but your defense was able to force three turnovers and give you some chances when the turnovers are happening on the offensive side. How tough is it for the defense to kind of have their backs and be able to get them the ball back, which they were able to do three times?
Yeah, I mean, you want to create those opportunities, right? Three turnovers, down in the red zone opportunities as well. But this is it's about the three phases: offense, defense, and special teams. And this team, nobody points the finger at because you're not doing enough or you didn't do enough here. Is that at the very beginning, the first play was a 70-yard touchdown throw. So we got to do better from that standpoint. They were 3 for 3 on fourth downs, so we got to stop them from that standpoint. So everybody's got a role that that they play in the outcome. I got to coach better. Assistant coaches got to do all that we can to put the playmakers, as a primary focus. And then as a team, just collaborate on how you're going to get better, what we can do. And it starts with a mindset and a mind frame. And we're in a good mindset yesterday. We're in a good mindset now. And we'll be in a good mindset as we get ready to travel down to North Carolina.
You mentioned a lot of young guys saw some action. One of the young guys that certainly had a nice day for your defense was TJ McDill, career high 9 tackles, was able to force one of those fumbles. Just talk about his day and what he's brought to your defense.
Yeah, TJ has done a really good job of just getting better as a defensive player, playing on the back end back there, understanding concepts, making the corrections, communicating, making the signals, and adjusting formations and things like that. So he just continues to get better. He's one of those players that played some last year, but with the Nate Lynns and John Piuses and all those guys gone, he's back there, and now he's doing things in a big way for us. And so, young player that's going to be really, really good. Just like a lot of other young players that are playing, they're going to be good. And so here we are. We're in November. Most important part of November is this game that we have coming up, against A&T. So, but it's one of those, it's a learning process. At the same time, you got to get better. You got to make sure that you do the things you can to have an opportunity to be significant down the second half of the season here. And we're in that stretch. And so it's important to play well and put everything together as we get ready to play next Saturday.
You mentioned North Carolina A&T. Let's talk about them a little bit. What are some of the challenges they present for you as you've started your study of the Aggies?
Again, athletic football team. They've had some issues, but they're just kind of plays away from the big plays and executing what they want to do on offense and on defense. I know a lot of the guys are on staff. They're good men. They're good coaches, and I know it's a home game for them, an opportunity for them to play well. They played well this past game. Bar some incidents that occurred that allowed the other team to score. But at the same time, we're just kind of in this phase now as you're going down in November, where November's significant now, and the first thing that's most important is the first game now coming off, particularly for us, a loss. And so now how we practice, how we prepare, and how we treat this game is going to be, regardless of records and all that stuff, is going to be critically important. And I think we'll be ready, for a good A&T team. But it's a good opportunity to go see Vince, guys on the staff, Jay-Z, Charles Bankins. There's a bunch of guys that I know that are good people, good coaches. And so, but we're looking forward to go down there and play a competitive game.
What is that like for you? I was going to ask you, obviously, Coach Brown and a lot of the coaches, as you said, on your staff, and you've been doing this long enough. I'm sure you've run into a lot of former coaches that you've gone against. But what's that like as a head coach to see those guys on the other sideline?
Well, I mean, obviously, there's a personal relationship that you've had with them over the years, with their families and with them. You have successes with them, you've had disappointments with them, but you remain friends. You remain optimistic for their chances and opportunities. And I feel blessed to be a head coach that has guys that coached under me that are now doing well as head coaches or coordinators, in and around college football. I was one of those guys under Al Grotry, whatever it may be, but it's kind of crazy now that you look around, you see guys doing well, and rightfully so, because like I said, they're good coaches, good men, and they at one point you represented, you know, the faith family football aspects of what every place that I've been that we try to do. So it's good to see them, you know, and want them to do well, but don't want them too well, particularly this Saturday.
All right, Mike, thanks for the time this afternoon.